It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it turned out to be a killer. It came from Mike Reese, who's a writer and producer for The Simpsons. I said, name a place in Europe in 9 letters, swap the 3rd and 4th letters, then the 8th and 9th letters, and the result is 2 words describing what this place famously does. The answer is Stromboli. Do you know that? That it's a volcanic island off the coast of Sicily, Stromboli, and you make those changes, you get storm and boil, which is what a volcano does.
Oh my goodness, no, I did not know. The only Stromboli I know is like the food. Isn't it like a sandwich?
Yeah, something like yeah. that.
So this one was really, really hard, okay, because only 43 submissions were correct. And one of those was from Trinity Rye of Pleasanton, California. She is our winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, Will.
Hey.
So how did you get the answer? Because less than 50 people in America, in the world, got this right.
Yeah, this was a tough one, like you said. But, my husband, my 7th grader and I, every week we solved the puzzle together. So this was team effort. We went over landmarks and racetrack names and things like that. And eventually, finally, just before the deadline, we came across Stromboli and that matched the question. So. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And this is a family effort. And so I understand that your family is very jealous right now.
Exactly. Like, we have been rehearsing this call for the last 3 or 4 years now. And my daughter, when she's going to listen to this, she's going to be really jealous.
Oh, yes.
This is
yes.
my lucky day.
This is your lucky day. Well, you know what? You don't have your family with you right now, but I feel like you are more than ready to get this puzzle underway. So I got to ask you, Trinity, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I think so.
You are. You definitely are. Take it away, Will.
All right, Trinity and Aisha, I'm going to give you 2 3-letter words.
Mm-hmm.
Think of another 3-letter word that can follow my first one and precede the second one, in each case to complete a compound word or a familiar 2-word phrase. For example, if I said red and lid, you would say eye to make red eye and eyelid.
Okay, got it.
Here we go. It's always a 3-letter answer, and your first one is fat, F-A-T. And nap, N-A-P.
Cat.
You got it. Fat cat and cat nap. Good. P, P-E-A, and Meg, M-E-G.
P.
Something to eat.
P, soup, no.
And what would blank Meg be?
Oh, I'm blanking out. Pea pod, pea soup, pea.
Nutmeg. So...
Oh, nut.
Good job, Aisha. Yes. Yeah, peanut and nutmeg. Your next one is wet, W-E-T, and hop, H-O-P.
Wet hip-hop. Wet hip, hip-hop.
Not a wet hip, no.
Gosh, I'm blanking out.
If you're having a night on the town, you might blank hop.
Pub.
What's another word for a pub?
Bar, wet bar. Yes.
There you go. A wet bar is something you'd have in your house, maybe, and a bar hop. Right. Try this one. Bow, B-O-W, and die, D-Y-E.
Bow, leg, die. No, bow, tie, tie-dye, yeah.
You got it, tie-dye, good. Bad, B-A-D, mm-hmm. and nog, N-O-G.
Oh, N-O-G. Egg. Bad egg and eggnog.
Eggnog, you got it. Hot, H-O-T, and leg, L-E-G.
Hot tub, tub leg. No, hot dog, dog leg.
Hot dog and dog leg. Yeah, we might have hot dogs this Memorial Day weekend. Try this one. Pop, P-O-P, and rod, R-O-D.
Pop.
The first one is baseball related, pop blank.
Okay. I'm not good at sport. What is the second one?
Yeah, pop my.
And the second one has to do with fishing. Blank rod.
What? Three letters. Cord rod? No. What's fishing?
All right. Your first letter is F.
Fit rod? I don't know.
A fly? Like pop fly?
Pop fly and a fly rod. Right.
Thank you, Aisha.
Old, O-L-D, and tip, T-I-P.
Old, top tip. No, old boy tip. Old guy tip. No. What?
If you want to thank somebody for something, you give them a blank tip.
Hat tip.
You got it, an old hat, right?
Oh, yeah. Old hat and hat tip.
Try this one, T-T-E-A, and pie, P-I-E.
Pot.
Teapot, that was fast. Teapot and pot pie. And your last one is pig, P-I-G, and pal, P-A-L.
Pal, pen, pen pal and pig pen.
You got it, pig pen and pen pal. Nice job. I knew you'd be good.
Thank you.
You did awesome for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Trinity, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KQED, San Francisco.
That's Trinity Rye of Pleasanton, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you, Will.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Much easier than last week's. It comes from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Think of a well-known author, 9 letters in the first name, 6 letters in the last. Change the first letter of the last name and anagram those 6 letters to spell a word. Now read everything together, the author's first name and the anagram with the letter change of the last name, and you'll get a member of a certain professional sports team. Who is it? So again, well-known author, 9-6, change the first letter of the last name, rearrange those 6 letters to spell a word, read everything together, the author's first name and the anagram of the last name, and you'll get a member of a certain professional sports team. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.